All right. Hey, good morning, everybody, and welcome to our Saturday morning national call. And I know for people that come from California and get transplanted here in the middle of winter, even though they've been here for a year, like Sandy and Ken Burgess down in Provo, I know this morning and yesterday they woke up and were like, wow, there is hope. There is hope for spring. And it is beautiful in Utah today. And it was beautiful yesterday, and I took some pictures of the snow-covered mountains earlier this morning when the sun was coming up, and it was just spectacular and makes you glad to be alive. And so, you know, we're glad that, you know, we feel this hope of spring coming. And with that, we have the hope of what's going on in Limitless, and it's been pretty exciting. And so with that, Milan, I'm just turning it over to you, and then you can turn it over to Alan.
All right. Well, we had a great week. It was a month-end close, and it was also a first day of the month. And I can't tell you how many leaders I talked to on the first day of the month who are like, I am so excited to get going. And that's a good sign, because oftentimes after a month-end close, you're like, I'm exhausted. I'm going to take a week off. And so it is exciting to see what's happening. March is here. We are now coming into the best building time of the year. March, April, May is a time where you can really gain ground in building your business. And so, Alan, we made a special announcement in the voice email. So I'm going to turn it over to you so you can kind of go through our special announcements today.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you, Milan. Yeah, headlining our voice on Thursday was our announcement about our March Lucky Leader promo, and there's a nice image of a shamrock right there. Of course, in March, we have St. Patrick's Day, and you hear reference to the luck of the Irish. Anyway, we've titled this promotion our March Lucky Leader promo, and it's really simple. We want to keep things real straightforward and focused on business building, but sponsor a new distributor in March, and if that new distributor When that new distributor you sponsored completes their 2 and 14, we'll give you 3 points toward the Limitless 2.0 founding leadership retreat. So that is really cool. Where the 2 and 14, you know, by itself is really awesome, and we'll talk about it in a minute, because it's a great way for our new distributors to really feel that urgency. And you know, when's the most excited time for a new distributor? It's right when they sign up, isn't it? And they're just ready to go out. And that 2 and 14 just really gives them something to run for and is exciting. So we've even added to it, you as the sponsor, when you support them and guide them so that they complete their 2 and 14, any of those new ones who enrolled this month, you'll get 3 points toward the incentive. Now, a clarification, keep in mind that they don't have to have completed the 2 and 14 during March. This is for your March enrollees, and as long as they complete that 2 and 14 within 14 days of their enrollment. So we are really excited about that, and are confident that's going to be something you guys can really use and run at and grow your groups with.
So, Alan, I'm really excited about this bonus as well, because this is a new bonus that we have announced. This replaces the old 3 and 30 and the iPad. This is something that we believe is really going to help people duplicate their business, because if you sponsor a person and they get their 2 and 14 and their two people that they sponsored get their 2 and 14, you can only imagine those blocks of 2,000 in volume that start rolling into your business. And think what that can do for climbing the Limitless ladder and all the other things that it can lay on top of as far as a bonus and incentive perspective. But we wanted to make sure that people understand this bonus. It is new. We announced it at our last fly-in, and we did a special 2 and 14 bonus for all the oldies to take advantage of, even though it's not their first 14 days in the business. And we had several that did that. We're making the calculations, and we'll be putting that in the voice this coming Thursday as far as who made those. But we are really excited to keep people focused on this new bonus. And there's a learning curve. So to give you that incentive to focus on this 2 and 14 bonus, we're going to give you an incentive to sponsor a person and help them get that 2 and 14 by giving those points toward the trip. So sometimes people go, are we going to do double points? It's kind of hard to do a double points with the way we're doing the new incentives on the trip, but we can certainly find ways, you know, on any given month with a special incentive to help you earn points toward the trip. So we're super excited about that, Alan.
Thank you, Milan. And well, while we're on that, the 2 and 14, let me just go through the details of how the 2 and 14 works. So a new distributor within their first 14 days They enroll two new customers with an LDR auto ship, you know, 75 minimum, and two new distributors with a 75 minimum LDR auto ship, and then accumulate 2,000 in founding team volume, and they've qualified for that extra $200 bonus. Now, founding team volume is the PSV of you and your frontline distributors, and of course, PSV is the total PV of you and your customers, and so it's real straightforward. The volume they bring in those first 14 days gets you there. And there's a great video that Melinda's put together, a presentation in The Voice. There's a link right there that talks about the 2 and 14. So take a look at that, and it'll help explain any questions. But, you know, it's all about building. It's all about bringing in, you know, bringing in new distributors, and this is just in line with that. And extra bonus in addition, of course, to the kit bonuses and the enrollment process there. Also, looking through the rest of our announcements, we are in the final days of our I Am Limitless incentive and promotion and partnered with DietBet. You know, I was looking on DietBet's site yesterday, looking at the progress we've made, and between all the participants, we've had 147 pounds lost. That's an average of over 3 pounds per person so far. And with, you know, with the final days, if I remember correctly, the final weigh-in is either the 6th or the 7th. It's those 2 days. So, you know, we got a few more days, and let's keep it going. I've loved this. I need some motivation now and then to get me to a little better lifestyle habits. And this has been so fun, and I've appreciated all the encouragement from everyone in the DietBet site. It's been great. So let's keep running at that. And we are excited to announce that we have another DietBet we'll be doing, so we can have some great results from this one, or whatever our results were. We can have learned a few things and be ready to do even better in another DietBet coming up. We're going to start that one on March 20th, and you can enroll for that at the www.iamlimitless.com and enroll for that challenge. So, you know, this is a lot of fun to encourage each other and join with each other and getting on the chatter and help each other reach some great fitness goals and health goals, incorporating the Limitless products. Oh, thank goodness for skinny sticks and everything. It sure helps. So excited about that. Check that out in The Voice also. And our product of the month for March is Stride. Isn't Stride the best? You know, I was talking with someone yesterday, and they were just telling me how much they love Stride. And, you know, with a qualifying LDR order, we're going to ship it free to you. So get those LDR orders to the level and enjoy Stride. And, of course, we've got we're running toward our next fly-in, the May fly-in, May 18th through 20th. And we have a link right there in The Voice where you can get registered for that, www.limitlessflyin.com. So events are where it's at. You know, I think we mentioned this in the last week or two, but I've observed it in my experience in the industry. It's the, you know, the leaders of tomorrow are those that attend events today. And we have, there's great energy at the events. We loved our February, and it was fantastic. And we're real excited about what will be there at the May one. All right. And of course, as we mentioned, the three extra points that come with that, with our March incentive, is toward the leadership, the Limitless 2.0 founding leadership retreat. And the qualifying period just started last month, so it started in February and goes through January of next year. So we have a whole year to qualify at this. And, you know, that is so much, plenty of time to be able to qualify for this great incentive, because there's so many great ways of building your business to earn points. It's only 60 points to qualify for the incentive, and 40 of those points can come through the organizational volume growth option. We've taken a picture of where your OV is on the last day of the month of January of this year. And then all through this year, as you're growing your OV, you're going to be working toward that. And we'll take another picture at the end of January next year. And if your OV grew just 35,000, then you get 40 points. Wow, that's 40 points of the 60 needed toward the incentive. And you know, the 50% rule is in there too, so you've got some good balance and growth going on in your organization. But everything around this incentive is focused on growing your business, and as you're growing your business, OV is naturally going to increase, so we're real excited about that. The second way to earn points is become achieve and participate in the X5 and X10 VIP clubs. Get frontline executives. You know, it's all about sponsoring. It's about, getting people on your first level to succeed and grow and advance, and just get executives five on your first level. You're part of the X5 Club, and you get a point for every month during the qualifying, during the 12 months that you're an X5. And if you're an X10, you've got 2 points toward the incentive. So right there, there's a potential of 24 points. So between those two, if you did both those, you'd have, 64 points and wouldn't even have to worry about the other options of qualifying. But, of course, we have others too. We love recognizing when all of you advance in rank. And if you personally advance in rank from ambassador above, 2 points per rank. And so, let's run through the plan. Let's run at the ladder and everything and advance, and then you get 2 points per rank advancement. But we know that an important part of this business, too, is supporting those you've personally sponsored. So when your personally sponsored distributors advance in rank, they're getting a point each. You're getting a point each, and, of course, they're getting 2 points for those rank advancements. So, everything in this incentive is synergistic. It's all together and built about growing your organization, sponsoring and helping your group advance and grow. So we're real excited about that. And there's another great video in The Voice where you can see the details on that too. And this X5 and X10 that Malin announced is really exciting. It's going to be a fun way to help your first level succeed. And of course, those who become part of these clubs will enjoy exciting benefits like reserved seating in the events, taste testing new products, ideas we're working on, upgraded travel for incentives and things like that. So, this business alone with our great products and with the opportunity to earn a great income through the through the limitless compensation plan is so fantastic alone. All of that stands alone by itself. But then we add these other things in just to give some extra spice, some extra excitement, and are really things for you to talk about with your downline. You go to a new distributor and say, hey, there's a great option for you to get going this month. Get going right now, and let's who's on your list? Let's get your 2 and 14 qualified for, and then they've jump started toward some great income. Well, just a couple more things in the announcements. We've got a price increase coming up on RTA April 1st. So stock up on RTA because it's a great product. And with some manufacturing cost increases we've had, we just have to do a price increase there. So note that and stock up on RTA. Let's see. We have our Monday call coming up on Monday. Those are always great calls with great information, so we'd encourage you to participate in that. And, of course, every Friday we have our will call open, and it's great to see everyone come in and get stocked up on their orders. And this Tuesday we have another episode of You Even Better. This one's going to be one featuring Craig and Peggy Stoltz. It's really fun. Love them. They're fantastic. And that's a great one to get your prospects in front of, and they'll really enjoy that. Wow, lots going on, Malin, and I'll turn it back to you.
All right. Well, one other thing I wanted to mention, kind of we want to end cap all these updated announcements with that Lucky Leader promotion that we are doing in March, because it really helps even a brand new person who comes in March. If they sponsor another person in March and help that person get to their 2 and 14, then they're absolutely going to have a chance to earn those points. And there's an unlimited number of points, guys. If you sponsor 10 people in March, I know that's a big, tall order, but I'm keeping the numbers even. If you sponsor 10 people and you help them all get there, not only would you be bringing in, what's 10 times 20? 20,000 in new volume because they hit their 2 and 14, but you would also earn, 10 times 3 points. You'd earn 30 points. You'd be halfway there to the trip in just the month of March. Now, I know that's a tall order, but I'm just trying to make the point, guys. We are trying to give you the right incentives that are going to absolutely explode your business. So take advantage of that. All right, Steve, I'll turn it over to you for our training portion of the call.
Well, thank you very much, Malin, and I always like listening to Alan. Told Alan yesterday when we were in the office, I said, Alan, you should have gotten into radio. You have this great radio voice.
He does.
And it's fun to see somebody as steady as Alan, who's always excited about the growth of the distributors and what's going on. And, when we come into March, we're all excited about what's going on. I've always considered March an incredible month. I've always loved the basketball March Madness, and I just feel like it's a very, very special month. 30 years ago this month, I can't believe I had my brain tumor operation. And I remember when they were wheeling me into the hall, you know, I had this 4.2 centimeter brain tumor, and they're wheeling me in to do the operation, and trust me, 30 years ago is not like doing surgery on a brain today. You know, now they got laser knives and everything else. I was in the hospital for 9 days, and I remember as I was going under, and I had little plastic leprechauns all over my hospital gown, you know, and I was thinking, boy, I hope I wake up. I really want to watch March Madness, you know, when I wake up, you know, and those, I mean, they were funny thoughts. As I was going under, and I was thinking about my family and everything else. I got married to Milan on March 17th, St. Patrick's Day. Lucky
Yay.
Day. Yay.
Wow.
And more importantly, how am I ever going to forget my anniversary? Because every time, every year, you know, you come around and you hear about St. Patrick's Day and all the great things that are going on. But, you know, I think about our, you know,
not
our marriage.
Your wife won't let you forget your anniversary.
That's right. That's exactly right. So, you know, we think about things as a lucky month, as a new month, as to moving into spring, and it's just very exciting, and it's fun to be around people you love being around. Yesterday in the office was there, you know, with Liz. She had a guest in the office. Steve Wilson was in there, other distributors, Alberto. You know, we are seeing all these people that we really, really love seeing. And, you know, and then on the diet bet, I didn't realize, you know, that 100 and how many pounds, Alan, had been lost?
147.
147, you see, and Kevin Phelps told me he lost 133 of that, so I was believing him, you know, so there you go. But anyway, it's a great time in the spring to reevaluate your business, and as Ken taught a couple of weeks ago, massive action. Steve Wilson taught massive action, and we asked those leaders that taught at the fly-in breakout sessions if they would mind duplicating that. And so this morning we're very, very fortunate to have one of our superb trainers in the industry, not just at Limitless, in the industry, and we're just thrilled to have Sandy share with us what she taught at that fly-in again, and just remind us as we get ready for massive action. It's only 11 weeks from today, guys. We are in the Saturday portion of our fly-in, 11 weeks from today. So if you're going to take massive action, you're going to have people come to the fly-in with you, now's a good time. With that, Sandy, I'm just turning it over to you.
Well, thanks, Steve. And, you know, I loved what Steve Wilson taught with me. We were kind of teamed up in a room, and he talked about collecting decisions. And it really is about that. And what I'm talking about today and what my subject was at the fly-in is the overcoming objections category. And, you know, when you do that new distributor kind of orientation, and I always call it a business planning session, it's kind of like when you have your kids go to junior high. You have to make sure that you show them where the locker is, where the gym is, you know, that orientation type thing. And part of that new distributor that comes in, their orientation or their business building plan in session with you should be you telling them that they are going to have objections come to them, that they have got to be ready for them. If you don't, you know, they go out all excited, and then when they get their first objection or they get their first negative, it kind of throws off their game a little bit. So you need to make sure that you do that. Well, first and foremost, I kind of want to preframe all of this with overcoming objections is understanding network marketing is all about education and understanding. You've got to educate them. What are you involved with? That's an education process, okay? I moved from Southern California 35 years, where last week we were there at 73 degrees and got home and it was 12, but now it's warming up, so I'm excited about that. But when you got to Utah, I was really surprised driving from Provo, where we are, to Salt Lake City at the offices there out by the airport. How many companies are located here in network marketing off the freeways? I mean, every exit, there's one or two companies. Sometimes a whole city seems to be this one company. But they're all over here. And so that decision-making of why, what you're involved with, that education process, and understanding why you chose Limitless is first and foremost before you can overcome any of the objections. Why did you choose Limitless? Can they see themselves doing what you're doing? That's so crucial. If there's ever a complicating aspect of what you're presenting, from the way you sample, the way you approach, to the way you present, if anything's complicated and they can't see themselves doing what you're doing, guess what? They won't do it. So those education, what are you involved with, understanding why you chose Limitless, can they see themselves doing it? And never, ever argue with people. Never, ever argue. I have to say that. And it's easy. I mean, yesterday I was talking to someone and I had to hold my tongue in talking to them because, you know, they'll say something. And I gave this little joke at the fly-in, is that we all have that neighbor or that uncle that's in front of you and they're, you know, 400 pounds and they have a cigarette hanging out of their mouth and they go, "That stuff safe?" And, you know, we all get that, especially when you're looking at them. You have to hold your tongue. Well, what you're doing is not working. So, you know what I mean? So make sure that, you know, you just kind of control yourself. Just be bulletproof yourself, and I'll talk about that a little bit. But don't argue with them. Make sure that you're listening, and those basics of listening are the old school of Amway, F-O-R-M. We all know them. We teach them. Write it on your hand if you have to so that it keeps you on track. You're listening to and asking questions about their family. That's the F of the F-O-R-M. The occupation, if they're happy what they're doing, do they love it? I mean, I talked to a gal that I sponsored last week that's doing another network marketing company, but she's already lost weight with us and she's excited. And I said, but you love what you do, so keep doing that. Just add this. Keep sampling the skinny sticks, etc. So occupation, you got to find out where they are. If they're happy there, if they want an extra income stream, what do they want? Do they want a career? These are questions that you, as you're overcoming objections, you have to kind of know at the core of what you're talking about there, that connection. You've got to make a connection with people. I love John Maxwell when he talks about everyone communicates, very few connect. So you got to be able to connect, and that's the F-O-R-M. Recreation is your R. What do they do for fun? Do they have time to golf or play the piano or whatever they're doing as a recreational thing? And then you've got to be able to deliver your message and transfer your passion to them. Okay, and then as you've gotten them involved, that M turns into motivation. So you know about their family, their occupation, what do they do for fun, recreation, and then how to keep them motivated or how to deliver the message. So that is kind of the premise of what we're going to talk about. I mentioned to be bulletproof. Gosh, you know, that is crucial in this day and age. When I got involved in network marketing, oh gosh, over 40-some-odd years ago, guys, there weren't that many companies to choose from, so it was easier. Now there's a lot of companies out there that are pulling at your people and pulling at your prospects and pulling at your customers. And so you've got to be bulletproof, and you got to know why, your why, in parentheses, why you're actually doing this, why you chose Limitless. And then you got to nail down your story. And Steve knows I'm a stickler on this because it drives me crazy when people just wander all over the planet with their story versus really nail it down. Name, occupation, how you found Limitless, your life before, and life after. That's it. People have to be able to count on your story. I was listening to Jim Rohn again yesterday. I just love his stuff, and his network marketing audio is so good. And he was talking about the person that has such a hard time telling their story in the beginning. They're so shy, and then, you know, 3 months down the road, you can't get them off the stage. I mean, I just started laughing out loud again because it's so true. And you know, your story is, and at the end of this, I'm going to tell you why that's so important. You know, because I'll give you objections. Well, I'll tell you now. I'll give you objections and how to handle them. But the bottom line is that whatever they're throwing at you, you say, I don't know about that. All I know is this what happened to me, because your story is your money. Your before and after pictures, that diet bed is so crucial that we get those stories. The stories sell. The other stuffs don't. They just tell. So stay plugged in so you know what's going on, and always, always, always direct your prospects and your customers to the tools that are available in your back office. Get familiar with those tools. Don't make yourself the issue, guys, because they've got to be able to do what you do, and they've got to know in their head they can do what you do. And that's why you plug people and direct them in. Stay plugged in and direct them into tools that are very simple to do the business. Important to know that it takes 4 to 6 exposures for people to commit to you to do the business, okay? When we're collecting those decisions, are they going to be a customer? Are they going to be a distributor? There's no middle ground here, okay? It's, you know, we're not looking for just, you know, whatever. We are looking for decisions to be made, and that's what I loved when Steve said that, Steve Wilson. Important to know that it's going to take time. They're not going to get right involved. And there's a different kind of personalities out there too. I'm what's called a shotgun. Shotgun just means we go for it, we do it, we make that happen. A lot of people aren't. They're collectors. They have to collect all the information to know if what they want to do. So understand that those exposures help a person to make a commitment to you. And they include how you approach them. You know, I always love to say when people say, what are you guys up to now? I am living limitless. I am having so much fun. Because people aren't normally having fun in this day and age, and they're fascinated with that term, I'm having fun, and I'm losing a little bit of weight, I've got this diet bet thing going on. So it's how you approach that's also real, real important, that is duplicatable. And the sampling process, that you sample and follow up correctly. Any event is another exposure, whether that's a 3-way call with your upline. My husband and I utilize each other a lot. Or the meetings you do, or the webinars you do, or the calls you do, any of those things are exposure to the business so that they understand more fully what it is. Okay, one time, and I'll give you an example. One time I took a gal that had never been in network marketing to a large event with thousands and thousands of people, and everybody were hugging, and that was wonderful, except she was overwhelmed. I went back to the room when I was, we were walking back to her hotel room. She said, I can't do this. That's just not me. But I thought to myself, you know, it's kind of like when you get up in the middle of the night to go to the restroom or whatever, and it's dark, and you turn on a bright light, you go, ah, your eyes just, you know. So you got to light a candle, you got to turn on a little light, and these are all exposures until they get that big exposure. Then they see more, and then they're ready for the more. So just understand, 4 to 6 exposures to make the commitment to you. So you've got to have a lot of things going on so that they can take a look at what it is you are actually doing and see themselves doing what you do. Then we go to the core strategies that most people all know and maybe you forget to use, but they're so important, is that basic strategy of FFF, feel, felt, found. I understand how you feel. I actually felt the same way, but this is what I found. Okay, so feel, felt, found. That's real important too. I could go into more detail on that, but just that's kind of the basic core. Now, we're going to go into a few things here that are common to the objection category. Across the board in network marketing, they don't change. It seems like they're always the same. So we're going to talk first about, I don't have time. Okay. All right. Well, who does, right? So you don't want to say, oh, come on, I see you sitting on your porch. You're the laziest person I've ever seen. No, you don't say that. So what you want to understand how to say when they say, I don't have time, I understand how you feel. So that the reason you say that and pause is it gives you a time to kind of collect your thoughts. Hold your tongue if you, you know, want to say something that's a little derogatory, and simply say, I understand how you feel. You know, I was buried with family, church work, music, teaching, and that's not uncommon. Most people who get involved do so in a very part-time way. Sometimes they start as just a customer, and they work it into their daily life when they become a distributor, in the nooks and crannies, and that can bring a little extra income stream into your home. In fact, there again, I quote Jim Rohn a lot just because I think he is the core of all trainers. I think if they're a good trainer, they have relied back to Jim Rohn, but he talks about the his exhilarating or his electric part-time story, because that part-time story is so cool. Oh, I noticed you have a new car out there. Yes, oh my gosh, with my part-time business, I've been able to buy that, or my little side hustle, as they call it at UCLA, the side hustle, that's their term for network marketing. But it's just that part-time nooks and crannies that you can build this income. Then I share stories, and you share stories of other people. One example would be my brother, who has over 400 students in those studios here in Salt Lake City. No time to do his business. He writes the music, directs the music, he arranges the music, he records all the tracks, lays them down, tours with the kids all over, but is able in nooks and crannies to have built on the ladder to a $3,500 check, which was, that's extra on the side from a huge, thriving business that he has. So those stories are where you share that when it talks about, I don't have time. So your first step, I understand how you feel, and then start talking about how they can work it into it. And that's where we did the kind of preface in the beginning, is that you have to understand their family, their occupation, what they want to do. Maybe they don't have time for recreation. I talked to someone that said, I love to golf, but I never have time to golf. I'm constantly working. Oh, gosh, you know what? If I could show you a way to have a little extra time so that you could golf, to be interested in that. I mean, there's ways you can direct that if you know those core FORM, okay? So that's why I preface that. Okay, then we're going to get into, I don't have money. Okay, who does, right? Well, okay, then you just say, well, that's funny because I see you constantly eating out. Don't say that. See? Hold your tongue. I don't have money. I can appreciate that. Many people are in the same situation. This is all the more reason to join us. I can teach you a way to make your money back with our Fast Start bonuses. And cool is that we have these new things, the 2 and 14, and you can talk about that. I mean, guys, it's just understanding them. Find out where they live, be where they live, connect with them versus just communicate, and you can handle every one of these objections. The next objection, I get this a lot, I'm not a salesperson. Anybody say that? Well, I want to say, great, I hate salespeople. No, I don't say that. Okay, you're going to say this. That's why you will love this. I want you to memorize that phrase. That's why you'll love this. I'm not a salesperson. That's why you'll love this. We're all about sharing a lifestyle and how to live limitless. These simple tools, like the Thrive HGH video that I'm going to send you, tells a story for us. You just use those little tools. And the Fun Skinny Sticks, it's the easiest thing I've ever handed out. Everyone loves them. It's kind of a no-brainer. And so you kind of just talk more about sharing there. Okay? There again, you notice I directed them to a tool. so, so important, okay? So I'm not a salesperson. Next one, I don't know anybody. I always love that because everybody knows people, but they don't think they know people. Or I live somewhere in Montana where there's nobody but two cows in my neighborhood, you know, kind of thing. Well, I don't know anybody. Right, so you're going to say, I thought the same thing when I first started. What I've loved about doing this business that it's not necessarily who we know, but who we'll meet and be referred to. Plus, this business is a great way to get to know people as well. We will teach you how to reach out and give you some tools to do exactly that. And, of course, that's where you can mention the social media and help them with writing their list, going through their contact list that they forget they have a Boosters Club list somewhere or a Christmas card list. They forget these things, and this is where you can then work with them as a new distributor. The next one, I don't want to bug my friends and family. We've all heard that. I always say this, thank goodness. I don't want you to bug your friends and family either. That's not what we do. I share what I'm doing and pick their brains to see if there's anyone they know this would be great for. I find what people have need of, and then I try to fill that need, whether it's be with our products or extra income. There again, back to Steve Wilson's collecting decisions, okay? And I simply use a referral approach, asking them who they know. And sometimes they identify themselves, okay? So there again, you didn't overreact on this. Just give them those answers. Here's another one. I need to try the products first. Oh, my gosh. That's everyone. I swear that's everyone. You can give an Academy Award-winning presentation, but they will come down to saying, you know what, I need to try the products first. If they work for me, then, hey, I can do something here. Okay, I totally get that. Here's your answer. I totally get that. The value-added packs are a great way to try all of the products at a tremendous discount. Whether you do the business or not, you'll absolutely love these products. The science behind them is second to none, and the results are absolutely incredible. And there again, share your story and start sharing stories of other people. The last one is the business. This is real important that you say to everyone, especially those of us who've worked in the industry for a long time, and it seems like we've approached our people before. And, you know, I loved what Steve Wilson said last week when he said you kind of chuckle and say, hey, this is one of those business pitches. So, and then you kind of chuckle about it. It's really true. I'm more of a direct person, so I kind of like to introduce it direct. But you can say this, and I just said this to someone yesterday, the business may not be for you, and that's totally okay. Okay, so I'm going to give you the script on this. The business may clearly not be for you, and that's okay. You'll love the product, so let's start there. Okay, just say that. Because you never can prejudge any situation. They may have some great results and all of a sudden want to do it, you know, no matter how busy or whatever they're doing. Another way to handle this business is all about sharing. Just like when you've eaten at a great restaurant, telling others about it, it's a natural thing. When you have the results, trust me, people are going to notice and ask you about what you're doing. That's why I always recommend becoming a distributor. I always say that, whether they're going to be a customer or not. But this business may clearly not be for you. And then to recap it at the end here is back to saying, no matter what the objection is, no matter how good you're using those FORM, family, occupation, recreation, delivering your message, or creating the motivation for them to do what you do, anything, you say, I don't know about that. All I know is this is what happened to me. Share your success. Share your story. Guys, that is the crux. When it comes down to anything anybody says, I share from my heart that, oh my gosh, you know, my hair looks shinier. My skin looks younger. I have people ask me what I'm doing because I have more energy. I mean, my ankle stopped swelling. I mean, all those things that happen to you, is going to make so much more difference than any script or dialogue you say, guys, or any tricky thing that you've learned in a Tom Hopkins 101 class. It doesn't matter. It gets back to the core of what happened to you with these products in this business. With that, I said, let's go for it with March Madness. We're going down to Las Vegas to watch those games. We're excited.
Oh, that's exciting. That is exciting for sure. Thank you so much, Sandy. Great training on objections. And, 11 weeks, guys, to the next fly-in. So now's a great time to get going on your prospects and your goals. And this training on how to handle objections helps tremendously. And we appreciate Sandy so much for being able to do that. We appreciate all you guys out there. You know, Melinda and I, a lot of times, even when we're done at the office, on the way home, we're calling people. Yesterday, I know we talked to Cindy out in Aurora, California, talking about, what's going on in her group. We talked to Enric up in Park City. We get home, calls continue. I said to Malin last night, I said, it's Friday night. Let's take an hour off. Let's watch a movie or something. And it's like impossible. But, the truth of the matter is we wouldn't do it unless we loved the interaction we get with all our distributor force, and we love and appreciate you guys so much. So with that, let's call it a good Saturday morning, a good Saturday, and go out and have a great week, you guys. And with that, let's take it off mute there, Alan, and hear where everyone's calling in from.